The defense minister just announced this big spending, $50 billion into defense. In your view, what are the most significant threats identified in Australia because of this latest defense strategy review?
Well, look, I think when you think about the $50 billion, it seems gobsmacking when people say, wow, $50 billion over 10 years. Some of that's actually not new. So in the Defence Strategic Review last year in April that Australia conducted, the government's response to that announced that they would uplift defence spending by $30 billion from 2027-28 to 2033-34. So $30 billion of that was expended. Another $11 billion was actually announced in the fleet review in February. So in February, Australia announced that it would double its surface combatant fleet, so its offensive and defensive ships. So really what is new is the $9 billion difference. And I guess the question is why, right? And I think the Defence Minister actually really articulated this at the press club when he talked about the deterioration of the global strategic circumstances. You know, and we look at a number of the multilateral architecture that we've had in place since the end of World War II. So, for example, the United Nations, the UN Security Council, some of that is not really standing up to the challenges we're facing. We're seeing a major conflict in Europe. We're seeing a conflict in the Middle East that could expand. And we are seeing a rapid militarization of the Indo-Pacific. You know, China, for example, had 340 ships in 2023. By 2025, it's going to be 400. By 2030, upwards of 440, right? So this is a rapid militarization with limited transparency. We've also seen China reclaim a number of shoals in the South China Sea, which is made into artificial islands, and place missiles on surveillance radars. Australia's been subject to economic coercion for a couple of years, cyber attacks. So I think the point is, as much as there's not a specific adversary or threat or enemy or anything like that, but it's easy to see that the world is rapidly changing. And so for Australia to protect its national interests, the DSR, Defence Strategic Review, in April last year recommended a strategy of deterrence by denial, and that is creating the capabilities that could deter or deny an adversary from interfering with our strategic interests. So all of those things happening in the region is really making Australia think we need to bolster our defence capability, not just because it could be used in conflict, which is a reality of defence capabilities, but also because when you think about having a capable defence force, it's kind of like an insurance policy. People are less likely to interfere with your strategic interests if they know that doing so would cause an impact to them. So I think that's why we've gotten the announcement of the $50 billion over the next 10 years, which is quite significant.
Thank you so much for that. Is this, you're saying deterioration on regional security environment, is that one of the reasons why they spend much now on the defense strategy?
Look, it is a significant reason, and certainly the Defense Strategy Review and the National Defense Strategy released today in Australia outline that, right? And you only need to look at what's happening in our region. So I mentioned the experience of Australia of economic coercion. I mentioned the cyber attacks, which are consistently happening. You know, and we saw only a couple of weeks ago the UK say that China had interfered or attacked its electoral roll, right? So there's a lot of things that are changing. We see, you know, monthly China's aggression in the West Philippine Sea towards the Philippines. There's some imagery of Chinese Coast Guards water cannoning Philippine vessels. But it's not all about China. Obviously, there is concern about some of the behaviour in the region. But also we know when you look to the Korean Peninsula, you know, North Korea has fired more missiles in the last 12 months than it has done in, you know, something like the last 5 or 10 years. So things are dramatically changing, and the architecture that underpinned the safety and security of the rules-based order is eroding. And so therefore, in order to counter that, Australia has enacted a strategy of deterrence by denial. And to do that, you need to have a credible military force. When you think about the concept of deterrence, there's really three pillars of that. One is capability, one is credibility, and one is communication. So you have a deterrence strategy, you need to have the capability that can back that up and the credibility that you would follow through. And so I think that's what the National Defence Strategy now today is trying to get after.
So do you think as of now, do Australia have capability on doing that, preparedness and deterrence?